Hello everybody, it's me, Mr. Tall 23, back with another video. This is another video on the basic doctrines of the Bible. The next doctrine which we believe concerns the fall of man, and that is that man was created perfectly in the image of God in the beginning, but as a result of disobedience to God through the deception of the devil, mankind fell from that state. After the record of God's creation of the world, it is written in Genesis chapter 1, verse 31, "And God saw everything that he had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day." In the eyes of God, all the creation was good, and it pleased the Lord. He created man in his own image, according to verse 27, and breathed life into that man and placed him in the Garden of Eden. It's written in Genesis chapter 2, verse 15 to 17, "And the Lord God took the man and put him into the Garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof, thou shalt surely die." The Lord God gave this first man, who is called Adam, liberty and freedom in the Garden of Eden. As we continue reading in the book of Genesis chapter 2, it's written that God even allowed Adam, the first man, to give names unto the animals which are created, and to choose for himself and help meet for him in the garden. Adam enjoyed great liberty, with only one command being presented unto him, with the exception of the command given in the last chapter, to be fruitful and multiply. And this other command is to not eat of the tree in the midst of the garden, which is the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. So God gave a warning to Adam of the consequences of disobeying him and eating of that tree, that he would surely die. He had all the trees in the world to pick from, but was not to partake from only this particular tree, lest he die. According to the scriptures, it is impossible for God to lie, as it says in Titus chapter 1, verse 2, and Hebrews chapter 6, verse 18. So the Lord is telling the truth, that if he eats of this tree in a disobedience to God, he shall die. However, a deceiver comes amongst the garden. As it's written in Genesis chapter 3, verse 1 to 5, "Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto the woman, Yea, hath God said, Ye shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, We may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, Ye shall not eat of it, neither shall ye touch it, lest ye die. And the serpent said unto the woman, Ye shall not surely die, for God doth know that in the day ye eat thereof, then your eyes shall be open, and ye shall be as gods, knowing good and evil." We know from the book of Revelation that this serpent is the devil or Satan. He puts doubt into the mind of Eve about the word of God. He says, "Yea, hath God said." And then he contradicted the truth of God by telling her two lies. First, that ye shall not surely die, and second, ye shall be as gods. This deception of Eve led to a disastrous consequence. As it's recorded in the following verses in Genesis chapter 3, verse 6 to 7, "And when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree to be desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave also unto her husband with her, and he did eat. And the eyes of them both were opened, and they knew that they were naked, and they sewed fig leaves together, and made themselves aprons." Beforehand, mankind was innocent, without a knowledge of good and evil. They only knew good, and they talked and they walked with God in the Garden of Eden. However, as soon as Adam and Eve disobey God and eat of this tree, for the first time they knew what sin was. Sin is defined in the Bible as a transgression of the law, as it's written in 1 John chapter 3, verse 4, "Whosoever committeth sin transgresseth also the law, for sin is the transgression of the law." So whenever God commands something and man decides to question and rebel against God and transgress the commandment that was given, they've sinned and done evil. By this one act of disobedience, man and woman now knew that what it was to commit evil and to disobey the Lord. As a result of this, God put a curse upon the man and upon the woman. As it's written in Genesis chapter 3, verse 16 to 19, "Unto the woman he said, I will greatly multiply thy sorrow and thy conception. In sorrow thou shalt bring forth children, and thy desire shall be to thy husband, and he shall rule over thee. And unto Adam he said, Because thou hast hearkened unto the voice of thy wife, and hast eaten of the tree of which I commanded thee, saying, Thou shalt not eat of it, cursed is the ground for thy sake. In sorrow shalt thou eat of it all the days of thy life. Thorns also and thistles shall it bring forth to thee, and thou shalt eat the herb of the field. In the sweat of thy face shalt thou eat bread, till thou return unto the ground, for out of it wast thou taken, for dust thou art, and unto dust shalt thou return." These things are given as curses which God put upon Adam and Eve as a result of their transgression of God's commandment. They had fallen from innocence and were sinners now in the eyes of God. Their own wickedness and decision to disobey God is what brought sin into the world. As God said a little bit later in Genesis chapter 3, verse 22 to 23, and the Lord God said, "Behold, the man is become as one of us, to know good and evil. And now, lest he put forth his hand and take also of the tree of life and eat and live forever, therefore the Lord God sent him forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from whence he was taken." So here it's shown that despite the deception of the devil, where he said that that he would not surely die, he said that to Eve, it was not so. But in Adam and Eve's sin, death had passed upon them, and they would not live forever as previously. So from this point on, man knew what it was to transgress God's commandments. They now had the knowledge of good and evil, and as a result of their disobedience, were faced with the consequence of death. As it is written in Romans chapter 5, verse 12 to 14, "Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. For until the law, sin was in the world, but sin is not imputed when there is no law. Nevertheless, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over them that had not sinned after the similitude of Adam's transgression, who is the figure of him that was to come." So Adam and Eve, from whom all the world is descended, brought sin into this world by their decision to disobey God, and as a result brought in also death, which is the consequence of sin. Prior to the fall of man, there was no death, no corruption of the mortal body, but because of this knowledge of sin, mankind, beginning at Adam, all the way down to this present day, is faced with that consequence of death as a result of their sin. As it's written in the scriptures, "In Adam all die," in 1 Corinthians 15:22. We'll see more concerning the subject of sin in the following video. Thank you, everybody, for watching, and goodbye.